This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich Strange, your host for the show. Flick the tab on his cold one, kick back and enjoy the jams. Singer-songwriter Marilyn Wiltshire released her first single entitled Please Decide from her newly released album, Free to Love. This highly anticipated album was written by Marilyn Wiltshire and co-written by Robert Turner of 3 of the 8 songs. Free to Love is a masterful blend of R&B music that makes you want more. Please Decide, one of the 8 songs from the album, by the same title, shows her creativity and passion as an artist. The melodic ballads and catchy choruses touch on physical sensations and emotionally drawn from life experience. Nice, soft, relaxing R&B music. Please Decide.
Make up your mind. You keep making promises, yet nothing seems to come of it. Stop wasting my time. I'm sure of the
that precious wine.
And that was Gene the American singing Dawning. And before that, The Fifth Dimension with This Is Your Life. And still before that, a little Christmas spirit still with Mannheim Steamroller with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen with a little bit of a rock touch. So Lone Bellow, they're an articulate and emotionally intelligent roots rock group that came together after the three Southerners pulled up stakes and moved to Brooklyn. Their music embraces the dynamics of bluegrass and gospel, the fire of roots rock and roll, and the passion of the blues, while they share tales of folks trying to make something of their lives, sometimes against long odds. From their 2020 album, Half Moonlight, I have queued up one of the favorite singles of that album, an evocative super song with super voices entitled Count On Me.
This world can take you, need an arm around your neck, somebody you can talk to. When it shakes you, when no one else will say it, and you need to hear the truth, let it break you, let it help you lay down what you held on to. Let it break you, let it help you lay down what you held on to. Scared to fail, clock's counting down, I think I got everything. Been a friend of trouble, after losing it all.
Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right, sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to to give thanks to their friends who've been so generous. So from... from Preparation H to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas.
In a matter of a moment lost to the end of time, it's the evening of another day and the end of mine. the starlight, which has found me lost for a million years, tries to linger as it fills my eyes till it disappears. Could it be that somebody else is looking into my mind? Some other place, somewhere on the dark. Some other place, somewhere on the reflected back to the other side. Could it be that somebody else is looking into my mind? Some other place, somewhere, some other time. Some other place, somewhere, some other time.
Attend, you all good countrymen, my name is Billy Green, and I will tell of things I did when I was just 19. I helped defeat the Yank invader, there can be no doubt, yet lately men forget the name of Billy Green the Scout. Was on a Sunday morn in June when first we heard the sound. 3,000 Yankees on the road to camp below Green Town. Two generals, artillery, and company of horse. With many rank and file afoot, they were a mighty force. Says I to Brother Levi, well, we still can have some fun. We'll creep and whoop like Indians to try to make them run. Which then we did both loud and long, much to the Yanks' dismay. They fired their popgun muskets once and then they ran away. Well, first they plundered Stony Creek and then John Gage's farm. They cut his fences for their fires, although the day was warm. They bound my brother Isaac up and took him from his home. They pillaged all the countryside, no mercy there was shown. Then says I to myself, now Billy, this will never do. Those scurvy Yanks are not the match for loyalists like you. My brother's horse I quickly got and put him to a run, and reached the British camp upon the heights of Burlington. Says I to Colonel Harvey, now let there be no delay. If we're to reach the Yankee camp before the break of day, I'll take you through the woods by night where I know every tree, and ere the dawn you surely can surprise the enemy. With men and guns we then set forth the enemy to see, across the beach at Burlington and then to Red Hill Creek. We came upon their sentries, we surprised them every one. One died upon my sword and all the others off they run. And so it was we were in place 1 hour before dawn. We fired 3 times upon the camp and then we marched along. We fired again and charged as Colonel Harvey gave the word, and put the enemy to flight with bayonet and sword. With great confusion in the camp, 2 generals were caught. The colonel and his men made their artillery as naught. We killed over 200 and we captured all the rest. Nor did we lose but 80 men, of them we had the best. And so it was I played the man, though I was but 19. I led our forces through the night that this land would be free. I foiled the Yank invaders and I helped put them to rout. So let no man forget the name of Billy Green the Scout.
That was Stan Rogers with Billy Green. And before that, Van Halen with Black and Blue. And still before that, Alan Parsons with Some Other Time. And before that, I had kind of a semi-funny Christmas little ditty in there about special stuff that some people need. Anyway, moving on. So at the 2018 Grammy Awards, Americana singer-songwriter Margot Price received the Best New Artist nomination and has picked up Americana music honors like Emerging Artist of the Year and Song of the Year. Her 4th album, entitled Strays, released in 2023, was one of the tracks entitled County Road, is a poignant message to a young victim of cancer. Driven by piano and pedal steel guitar, it serves as an affectionate epitaph to Margot Price's late friend, Ben Istone. Price tried to exercise, you know, as priests and ministers do with devils. Anyway, Price is trying to exercise some ghosts in those lyrics.
Think you're gonna you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? When you
Well, it seems like a miracle.
It's a miracle.
What has happened to me?
Happened to me.
No, I wasn't looking, but then suddenly.
And it was Kegel and Nash with And Suddenly. And before that, one of my top five Christmas songs is Kathy Mattea's cover of Mary Did You Know? And still before that, the Sundowners with Always You. The Old Dutch Song is a modern folk composition by the band Bonnie Light Horseman, named after an old Napoleonic era folk song. Well, the modern Old Dutch is a conversation about love, inspired by a recording made at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York. The original song the band is named after, Bonnie Light Horseman, is a lament for a loved killer in the Napoleonic Wars.
Couldn't even look you in the eye, and I got a feeling
When Rick Springfield went to number one in the native country of Australia with this next song, he landed a contract with Capitol Records, re-recorded it, and charted number 20 in the U.S. of A. Then, a series of legal problems prompted him to concentrate on an acting career. So, nonchalantly, in 1981, he became a featured star in the popular soap General Hospital. Almost immediately, his recording career became revived, and he had a string of hits, including Speak to the Sky.
Speak to the sky whenever things go wrong, and you'll know you're not talking to the air. To the air, and the world will look better from up there. Speak to the sky, cause things can get you down, and you'll know when you're talking to the Lord. To the Lord, the world will look better than before. And if I stumble and it seems that I am blind,
it's only a sign. complaining that they're bored with you. It's only a time for a change in your mind. Leaves me hiding what you do. And when all the hippie things you used to do only bother you, only serve to amuse your laughing eyes. Try and explain that it's only the pain of a change in your mind. When all those who warn, don't you find lies, they categorize, cut you down to size. They say, hey, you're hung up, you know they're just strung up in a web of their kind, and you let it get you uptight.
Magi were the prophets, and they wandered through the desert. They saw the star above them, and they knew they'd find their way through the valley of the shadow with the hope of human kindness. They were strengthened by the vision of a new and brighter day. And the wise men spoke of peace on earth, of harmony and struggle. And a new one is revealed in the weaving of your finger, in the whisper of a love that's born again, in the weaving of your fingers, in a promise that we made that never ends. Now each man is a pilgrim, yes, we all must make the journey. And it seems the time is telling us to be all that we can. To help lift up the fallen, we must sow the seeds of goodness. The torch is passed among us now to light the way of man. For the heart of man's a palace, and his dreams are as the sunlight. As they warm the freezing cold, as an eagle flying higher, as a river through the canyon, the diamond star shines down upon the pathway to the star. And the on earth of harmony and struggle. Know it now, the cycle's gone, and a new one is revealed in the weaving of your finger, in the whisper of a love that's born again, in the weaving of your fingers, in a promise. A promise that we made never ends. a promise that we made that never ends.
We'll sing it. His story in the songs he's singing about a life he never leaves behind. The singer searches for the perfect
that was the Fifth Dimension singing The Singer. And then before that, Peter Paul and Mary, folk group from the 60s, with The Magi, The Heart of a Man's Palace. And still before that, Janis Ian singing I'll Give You a Stone If You'll Throw It. Subtitle is Changing Times.
And my life began again. that we're together, and I'm staying right here forever.
Face and afraid.
And that was Rod Stewart singing the song Sailing, you know, like boating. And before that, the great jazz rock band Chicago with Just You and Me. And still before that, there was a medley of Winter Wonderland and Sleigh Ride. And that was with Dolly Parton, the great artist, great singer, songwriter. And still before that, Air Supply with Every Woman in the World. American power pop band Tommy Two Tone's rousing 1982 hit 867-5309 is about a guy who puts Jenny's number off the bathroom wall. He can't work up the courage to call her, but he thinks he can have her if he does. That song stopped a lot of people in their tracks because of the many listeners, out of curiosity, called that number or combinations of that number with varying prefixes and area codes, just trying to talk to Jenny. Later that same year, this song was released. One of the episodes of the sitcom Cheers included a men's restroom scene, which included a shot of graffiti that can be seen on the wall near the door. It says, for a good time called Diane Chambers, and offers Tommy Two Tone's phone number, 867-5309. Just keep dialing.
And good night.
Everything I have in this world, I give it to you. Ooh. Everything I see in this world, I see it through you. Oh, yes, I do.
You're all that's in my heart. You're all that's in my head. You know I believe this. It's your amazing. Your amazing grace, yes it is. I hold my head in my hands and I cry when I think of you. Amazing grace. Keeps us together.
Aerosmith's 1992 song, Living on the Edge, was largely inspired by the 1992 LA riots. The phrase is a metaphor for living in a state of constant peril or on the brink, which can be a result of social upheaval or personal lifestyle. It reflects the perpetual social issues like racism and the state of the world, with lyrics that acknowledge problems but also suggest a way forward. In the end, the song reflects people's resilience. Being on the edge is better than the alternative.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise.